This is a CKTZ News Update. The Southern Cortez Community Association, or SCCA, held its annual general meeting in July, welcoming five new directors to the board, bringing the total to seven members. Secretary Cora Moret says the board has plans to expand services and facilities at its flagship facility, Manson's Landing Community Hall. CKTZ News reached Moret by phone, on the ferry, while she traveled with her children from Cortez to Quadra Island.
It's a good mix. It's nice to have some continuity, of course.
So what do you see as the SCCA's the board's priorities for this coming?
We're really looking forward to increasing activity at the hall and inviting more people in, both as providers of services and just the general community to come in and enjoy those services. Hannah has spearheaded expanding the hours of the play school, which is super. So we've already gone from half day to full day on the 2 days a week. And now she's looking to expand it from 2 days to 4 days a week, which means the hall will be open from basically 9 to 4 or 8:30 to 4:30, Monday to Thursday.
So that's a considerable expansion of hours.
Absolutely. And what's really exciting is timed with probably getting in a literacy center. Look, there's a whale right there. It's going to come up again.
Oh, wow. You guys are seeing some whales.
Yeah.
So that's good. And what would a literary center offer, Cora?
The literacy center is going to be run by the Literacy Cortez Group, which is spearheaded by Amanda Opaskalesi. And it's going to offer equipment. Oh, God, that was great. The Minky Whale. And equipment and tech help hours. And there will be books. There'll be equipment for loan. There'll be office space to use, tutoring help. And yeah, so we're hoping to have that open 5 days a week if we can swing it, with the hall being open with the play school hours and the Friday market. And pretty exciting to think that the hall's going to be a bit more humming.
Right. And are there any other kinds of people you have your sights on, or services you have your sights on, that you'd like to introduce or make more use of the
hall? We are hoping that with these increased hours, this will be more of an attraction for someone who is interested in providing services through the cafe, because we have this beautiful commercial kitchen and cafe space in the Pioneer Room that at different times in the past has been run as a cafe. And it would just be so great to see that happening again. It used to happen on the post days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So we're hoping someone will be interested to step up and start running meals and other offerings out of that kitchen and out of that cafe.
Do you mind telling me, like, what happened in the past? I know that Sue John was running it for a while, and then she stepped down. Was there any kind of conflict or reason why that?
I think that it has been challenging the last couple of years. Yeah, Sue John was running it. She was doing some services for the seniors. So the seniors still do use the kitchen at different times. And Sue John was running it on Friday. But they just reached a stagnant point. Sue John left to pursue other things. There's certainly no feeling of having wanted her to go at all. We asked her to clean out some of her shelves so that give it a big overhaul so that we could make it available for everyone else to come in and use it, anyone else to come in and use it, to have more users.
Yeah, that's right. You're quite right. Yeah, okay. That helps to explain it. So it's just a question of getting that space organized and making it available for wider usage.
It was absolutely a service to the community, what Sue John was offering, to come every week and provide meals. It was lovely and wonderful. And so many of us, including me, are sad that she's not doing it anymore. But we hope this is at least opening up the way a bit for other people to want to show some interest in offering something too.
Great. That's good to hear that there's an effort to try to get that being used on a regular basis again.
Yeah, I hope that by having the hall open more, it will seem like a more attractive venture. Because it's a bit of a risk for anyone. It's not the easiest market on Cortez. We're a small community. I think the more open hours, the more things that are happening, the more chance that somebody offering something will have those seats filled.
And just finally, Cora, two things quickly. One is I wanted to ask you a bit quickly about, you talked about maybe, I remember when you were originally seeking a place on the board and thinking about trying to make more use of the entire space around Manson's, and then that would include the CETA land, which now has the tent. Do you feel like that's progressing fairly well in terms of the usage of the entire property?
Speaking with CETA, and we're looking forward to our next round of conversations with them to see how we can facilitate opening things up and making it an attractive thing for people to come and visit. So we're planning our TA land based on the idea that it will integrate into the village. So we're not blocking any pathways. And actually, we've got a group of pickleball players who would like to put in a court near the skate park, which is pretty exciting because more people, more things will be happening, and that'll bring in more people again. Like, it's a community center. We'd love to make it more attractive for as many people as possible so we can up our usership. So, yeah, that will be in complement to whatever's happening at CETA. Another new playground, basically.
Indeed.
So I also wanted to mention that I think we've got an Awaken Ears concert coming up in October. Our date's yet to be confirmed. And we've also got some open mics are happening every other Wednesday in the Pioneer Room.
Okay, so that's continuing beyond the two or three that were scheduled this summer, hey?
Yeah, as long as people continue to come, I think they're going to continue to run.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.